online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earle.
Millions of British Gas customers are going to have to pay more for their electricity bills from next month. Prices are increasing by 12.5%. That's an extra £76 a year to a typical annual dual fuel bill. The company is the last of the big six suppliers to put its prices up. Mark Hodges is the chief exec of Centrica, which owns British Gas.
We are still freezing our gas prices. They will stay at the current levels going forward. We haven't taken this decision lightly. We realise that 3.1 million people are affected. We've, in the end, had to respond, like many of our competitors, to the underlying increases we've seen in electricity.
Ark Naluthra is from the consumer website Money Saving Expert.
They're blaming it on added infrastructure and costs like smart meters and things like that, which some of the smaller providers don't have to pay. But, you know, wholesale prices have been decreasing and we haven't seen that decrease go back into consumers' pockets.
KM FM News.
A jury at the trial of a Kent couple accused of causing the death of a baby has retired to consider its verdicts. Four-month-old Ellie Cox suffered serious injuries at a house in Lapwing Close in Minster in April. Catherine Cox, who's 33, and 25-year-old Danny Shepherd from Millfield Road in Faversham deny the charges. The Home Secretary will urge some of the world's biggest internet firms to do more to tackle terrorism later. Amber Rudd's meeting companies like Facebook and Twitter, where they're based in San Francisco. She says they could face more regulation if they don't get better at removing extremist content.
We can use that the legislation that is in the Investigative Powers Act, and we will. But we also want the tech companies to take action themselves to make sure that some of the material that is radicalising the terrorists never gets there in the first place.
This is KMFM.
Research suggests just a fifth of people here in the southeast would call 999 immediately if they saw someone fall into open water. The RNLI says 122 people have died at sea during August over the last 5 years. In 2016, there were 31 deaths during the month, up 55%. On the year before. Phil Bindon lost his son Mike at sea in 2014.
From personal experience, seconds is all it takes, a freak wave or something that had come very quickly. I mean, my son was 23. He was a big laddish, 6 foot tall, thought he could probably survive and swim, but no, in seconds, you're gone.
A man starting a 21-month prison sentence for trying to throw his ex-girlfriend out of a first-floor window in Whitstable. 22-year-old Jaron Webb from Luton admitted assault, making threats to kill and damaging property. Police are hunting a man wanted in connection with a fraud in Tenterden. 35-year-old Lester Thorpe is believed to be in London or Sussex. We've tweeted a picture of him. It's at KMFM News.
KMFM News.
Doctors are recommending secondary school pupils should learn about the importance of breastfeeding. The idea is being put forward by the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health. The UK has one of the lowest rates of breastfeeding in Europe. Professor Nina Modi says many people still have an issue with it.
How often does one see a breastfeeding woman in public? Not very often. So I think that in itself tells us that as a society we still haven't made the transition to accepting breastfeeding as part of everyday life, and a very nice part of everyday life too.
And Mary Bear is returning to our screens as a head judge on a new cookery competition. Britain's Best Cook will involve 10 contestants serving up meals reflecting modern and classic dishes of British home cooking. Claudia Winkerman will host the show.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and the Kent captain Sam Northeast is calling on his side to take early wickets in their T20 Blast match at Hampshire later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Tom.
Well, the Spitfires are currently seventh in the South Group following Sunday's defeat to Glamorgan. But skipper Northeast is positive.
We're going to have to pick ourselves up and really believe and, you know, train not necessarily harder but smarter now going forward. It's going to be a battle of the spin down there. I'm sure they won't produce an absolute road for us. I'm sure it will turn.
England keeper Karen Bardsley is a major doubt for Thursday's Euro 2017 semi-final with the Netherlands. She hasn't trained today after coming off with a calf injury during Sunday's win over France. Boss Mark Sampson usually picks his team 2 days before a game, so it looks like Siobhan Chamberlain will take her place. And Paris will soon be confirmed as the host of the 2024 Olympics and Paralympics after Los Angeles accepted a deal to take the 2028 Games instead. In return for missing out on the earlier Games, LA will get around £1.4 billion from the International Olympic Committee to help deal with costs.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.